This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1648. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. Above all, the dynamic medium of international shortwave between the AM and FM bands. On this edition, recorded December 19th, Bangladesh, Bolivia, Burma, Chad, Colombia, Cuba, Cyprus, Ecuador, Germany, Israel, Italy, Mexico, Myanmar, North America, Oklahoma, Peru, St. Kitts, Sarawak, Somalia, Sri Lanka, Sweden, Tristan da Cunha, UK, USA, Yemen, Zimbabwe, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. We've not heard Bangladesh Petar lately. Although not intended for North America, we were getting it, at least a poor signal over the pole on the 15 megahertz band frequencies. But there may have been another reason besides poor propagation. In Bulgaria, Ivo Ivanov observed that on 4 days in December, the transmissions scheduled on 15105 or 15505 were instead on their other frequency, 7250. But December 19th, the previous schedule had resumed, including English at 12:30 on 15105, Urdu at 14, and Hindi at 15:15, all for half an hour each on 15505. Scott Barber in New Hampshire reports, Radio San Miguel in Riberalta, Bolivia, December 11th at 10:03 for 10 minutes, including some jingle announcements, on 4699.61. And then also heard by Ralph Perry in Illinois, December 13th, signing on at 0900 on 4699.95 with a fine signal. He says it was the usual bottom-of-the-barrel sound with boomy echo, greeting listeners, and with an ID, some Bolivian-flavored melodies, romantic guitar selections. Still fine reception at 0927 with a time check for 5:27 a.m. And furthermore, still in well when checked at 0945. Ralph Perry, Illinois, also reports another Bolivian, the Radio Santa Cruz, on 6134.82. Sunday morning, December 16th at 0910 with rustic Bolivian folk music and announcements all in an indigenous language, not in Spanish, but they did mention Radio Santa Cruz at 0912, followed by a radio novella at 0915, still in the indigenous language. He says they must have signed on at about 0900 as there was nothing on the channel 5 minutes earlier. It was a great big lusty signal just pounding in, reminiscence of high-powered international broadcasters on 49 meters back in the day, like Deutsche Welle or Radio Nederland. That's Radio Santa Cruz Bolivia, 6134.82, which is not a high-power broadcaster, but gets out very well. Then Martin Roth in the Netherlands replied to the DX Listening Digest group that the carrier came on at 0857.42, December 18th. No audio yet, but it couldn't be anything else. And he says, I also heard them opening at the exact same minute and around 40 seconds past the minute on several other dates, December 4th, 7th, 12th, 13th, and 17th on 6134.82, exactly the same frequency Ralph measured. Perhaps the following will not affect shortwave or possibly even increase the number of shortwave stations in Bolivia. That's just a guess. In El Diario, via the GRA blog, a report that around 500 radio stations will be going off the air in Bolivia. It seems there is a new law reserving 33% of the spectrum for private stations and 67% for the government, which means that private stations, including community and campesino stations, are at risk. About 480 stations, they compute, may have to go off the air if this law is enforced. But nothing is said about shortwave that might even encourage some of them to appear on shortwave if they can't be on FM. However, the director of the government agency responsible for this says the new law, number 164 for telecommunications, distributes it, the spectrum this way: 33% for commercial stations, 33% for state stations, 17% for indigenous stations, and another 17% for campesino stations. Ivo Ivanov reported this schedule for the Democratic Voice of Burma. At 23:30 to midnight 30 UT, it continues on 7510 via Armenia, but there was a change in the other broadcast. At 14:30 to 15:30, 6225 via Tajikistan, replacing 11560 as of December 15th. S. Hasegawa in Japan reported he was still hearing 11560 December 14th at 14:30, but on the 15th they did move to 6225. Arnie Coro decided that the only shortwave frequency from Chad, 6165, deserved to be blocked by Radio Havana's new frequency until 07UT. However, if you're not too far west, you may still hear Chad before they sign off in the local evening. Jim Evans in Tennessee reports to the NASA flash sheet, RNT, until sign off at 2250UT, 6165, December 13th. There was talk in French and some pop vocal music, and it terminated abruptly at 2250. I think this sign-off time varies somewhat from day to day. In medium wave echo of the Arctic Radio Club, Henrik Clements in Sweden, formerly of Colombia, reports that Radio Cadena Nacional is advancing and the super network is history. Cadena Super in Colombia has been bought by RCN. The owner of the super family perhaps had a feeling that now was the time to gear down, since one of the most enterprising brothers of the Pava Camelo trio, the wheelchair-bound Henry, passed away earlier this year. What the newly purchased stations will be called so far is not known. Here's a chance to hear the Cuban spy numbers transmission without even venturing outside the 25-meter band. December 14th at 21:37, I was hearing that while in Spanish with five-digit numbers on 11:635 a.m. Also heard on December 17th during the same hour by Grayson Watson in Texas, reporting to the NASA group. Furthermore, Pat Blakely tells the DX Listening Digest group he was hearing the Cuban numbers lady December 17th at 0700 UT on 9330 and wonders what WBCQ did to deserve that kind of jamming. Furthermore, after a mysterious open carrier, I was hearing Cuban numbers even further inside the 25-meter broadcast band, 11710, December 18th, at 0612 past 0623, but it was intermittent and possibly erroneous. As for Radio Havana Cuba itself, they're always coming up with new mistakes for us to report. There is no English in the mornings, nothing before 2000 UT on the schedule, which I've always assumed is the foreign languages at Havana must be vetted by the censors, even if they're produced earlier in the day. But December 18th, Tuesday at 1322 UT, I was hearing RHC in English instead of Spanish on 11760 and 13780, while all the other frequencies were still in Spanish. And they reopened the English hour at 1400, but suddenly switched back to Spanish at 1423. Meantime, they mentioned it was the program for Monday the previous day, so it wasn't really a new one. And presumably one more mistake in playing back tapes at Radio Havana. And then Jose Elias Diaz Gomez in Venezuela noticed later the same day, after 2000 UT, he was hearing English on 15340, which was supposed to be in Portuguese and English only on 11760. The following day during that hour, 15340 was back in Arabic after 2030. Last week we mentioned at the end an ID on 3380, suspected of being Centro Radiofónico de Imbabura in Ecuador, which used to be on this frequency but has been off the air for several years. It's still unidentified, but there's some more reports of whatever it is. Bob Wilker in Florida was hearing an UNID weak signal on 3380.8, December 11th at 2330 to 2345. And also on December 14th, from midnight to midnight, 30 UT, drifting around 3380.8. Furthermore, Mike View in Austin, Texas, tells us, I could hear this station with folk music at approximately 1026 UT December 17th and peaking to a good signal level. It sounded typical of the Ecuadorian region, but I could not ID it due to the noisy conditions. The announcement sounded recorded. About a definite Ecuadorian, Ralph Perry in Illinois says, Radio Oriental seems to be signing on later these days on 4781.69. It used to come on promptly at 1100 UT, but now it's 1130, by which time the band has almost faded out from that part of South America. He was hearing an announcer with echo announcements in Spanish at 1130. December 12th, despite 60 meters being well faded down already. European Music Radio, via a 1 kilowatt transmitter in Germany, was hoping to be heard on a DX special last Sunday from midnight to 01 UT on 9480. Fortunately, WTWW is already off 9479 by that hour, but propagation is unfavorable for such a low-power signal from Europe. I could not hear it, and I've seen no other reports of it. Nevertheless, Tom Taylor says they're trying again at a different hour, UT Sunday, December 23rd, 02 until 03 UT on 9480. A Christmas Eve special by another German station will have no problem being heard via several high-power transmitters at Nauen and Wertachtel. Harold Kuhl tells the British DX Club, German public broadcaster Norddeutscher Rundfunk will air its special Christmas program Gruß an Bord for German sailors on merchant ships on shortwave. Formerly, this was done by Deutsche Welle, but this year, NDR hired shortwave airtime. Here's the full schedule. It's December 24th. According to Ivo Ivanov and others, the targets are various parts of the Atlantic and Indian Oceans, but no mention of the Pacific Ocean. 4 hours long in two parts. At 19 to 21 UT on 9850, 11720, 11840, 11965, and 13780. At 21 to 23 on 7335, 9490, 9650, 9735, and 11655. Note that one frequency in each of those is on the air both from Nauen and Wertachtel, so there may be an echo. 11840 and 9490. Further info about this from BCDX. The first 2 hours at 19 to 21 are actually the greetings to merchant mariners, while the second 2 hours from 21 to 23 are the Christmas Eve service from St. Johannes Harvesthood, a church in Hamburg. Wolfgang Büschel also quotes Felix Ries, a former radio operator in Antarctica, about why they're doing this on shortwave rather than internet in this day and age. Well, his previous experience aboard a research vessel was that the upload-download speed of internet was annoyingly slow, and the antenna dish, often depending on the direction, was hidden by other structures on the ship, and thus internet access on the ship isn't so easy. Wolfgang Büschel forwards news from the intruder watchers, mostly in Germany, about Galei Tzahal, the Israeli Defense Forces station, being on 14,000 kilohertz, logged by several at various times during the day on December 16th and 17th. But, perhaps following their complaints, it was gone again December 18th at 10:15. The question is whether they're back on their previously known frequency, 15850. Last week, we reported a new frequency for Kol Israel's Persian service, so the two transmissions were both only 5 kHz from WWCR. Now, I'm sure that's not necessarily why they moved, more likely for propagation way over in the Middle East, but there's been another change, according to Ivo Ivanov. No longer on 13850, but on 11595, at 15 to 16 UT on weekends and 15 to 1630 on Sundays through Thursdays. We might have a chance of hearing them on 11595. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports hearing an Italian-language time signal station on 15,000 kilohertz, December 16th, around 0900 and 1100 UT. They're announcing the time at odd seconds during the minute, such as at 4 and 17 and 31 seconds past. Günter Lawrence says, yes, it is Italcable, the same ones who are doing it on 10 megahertz. According to their website, they've added 15, 24 hours a day. I say, come on, get off both frequencies and leave them to the scientifically accurate standard frequency and time signal stations, which already have enough interference among themselves. And Wolfgang Büschel agrees that they should be accurate if they're going to be transmitting, and they're not. The frequency is at least 5 hertz off. And Wolfie says the daytime propagation from Italy also interferes with WWV and WWVH, which are needed for alignment of gear. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1648. Consult our website for a lot more information, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests and the latest issue, number 12-51, upon which this edition is based, worldofradio.org. Our thanks this week for financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sent a solstitial check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. If you're between 1 and 2.5 megameters from anywhere in Mexico, a reminder to be on the lookout for the winter sporadic TVDX season. Check channel 2 for signs of analog transmission. I keep doing this, and on UT December 17th around 0200, I was getting the Azteca 7 network on channel 2 from the south, most likely XHTAU in Tampico. Thanks to warmer relations with the U.S. and a special agreement, Myanmar Radio is now carrying a VOA special English program, heard by Ron Howard in California, December 12th at 1539 to 1553. He sent them a report and got a friendly reply from the English department of Myanmar Radio. And furthermore, he heard it again on Wednesday, December 19th at 1537. This is America in VOA Special English. It was a repeat of the same show he heard the week before, the frequency 5985.83. It may be only on Wednesdays. And the same date, he also heard Tazin Radio on 7110 with an English segment at 1435, local and international news and local weather. That's 7110. At the same time that Marion's Attic was suffering severe BBC interference on WBCQ 7490, I was hearing a pirate on 6939.7 AM playing music from World War II and some classic speeches of FDR about a day living in infamy. This was Radio Casablanca, which included frequent IDs, December 16th at 2238, and it was on at least until 2345 and widely reported around the continent. Here in Enid OK again this Xmas, we have at least two low-power FM transmitters on the air with Christmas music synchronized with visual displays if you're close enough to see them on 89.5 and 99.9 megahertz. Not that you can hear them anywhere else, but why not check out in your area for similar transmissions? Among the stations reported by Pedro F. Arunatigi in Lima, Peru, in the December issue of his Chasqui de X, is Radio San Antonio in Villa Atalaya, Ucayali, Peru, 20 hertz below 4940, December 5th, until midnight 3 UT, with a Catholic religious program. There was no ID, and then they were playing continuous music. They gave the time without an ID at 23:57 and then went off the air. And did not come back by midnight 3. So apparently their nominal sign-off time is around midnight UT. But when it was on, it was quite strong. There is still at least one split-frequency medium-wave station in the Caribbean. The medium-wave circle Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark reports that ZIZ, St. Kitts, is confirmed back on 555 kHz after having been off the air for several months. The power is 5 kilowatts, and it's on from 1000 until 0400 UT. As we reported last week, the new clandestine for Sarawak, Radio Free Kenyalang, tested on 17815, December 13th, from 13 to 15 UT, via IRRS, via Romania, and it put in a fine signal into Oklahoma. Don't know about Sarawak, but then it was not heard, despite many checking for it on the following days at that time, so it was a one-day test only. However, it eventually came to be that WRN was chosen instead of IRRS by Radio Free Kenyalang after testing on both, but not on the previously tried frequency or time. Since December 17th, it's been at 09 to 10 UT on 15360, due west from T8WH in Palau. I expect that reaches Sarawak quite well, but not North America. The new transmission is confirmed by Wolfgang Büschel in Germany, S. Hasegawa in Japan, and Craig Seeger in Australia. Note that it's all in the Iban language of Sarawak. Steve Hanner in Illinois was hearing a station apparently in Somali on 11615, December 17th at 1918. The HFCC does list a transmission in that language from Wooferton, UK, but doesn't say what station it is. It turns out to be Radio Damal, as Wolfgang Büschel points out, at 1830 to 1930. And 11615 is a change from 11740, according to DX Remix News. In the NASA flash sheet, Jim Ronda in Oklahoma reports the VOA service called Radio Apke Dunya in Urdu, December 10th at 0113 on 7460 via Iranavila, Sri Lanka. A fairly good signal with music bridges and ID at 0115. And also heard on December 14th by Mark Taylor in Wisconsin until blocked by VOA Greenville 7465 at 0129. By the way, I hear that some high winds damaged the curtain antennas at the Iranavila, Sri Lanka IBB site, so there may be some substitute transmissions instead of those originally listed. Here's another Christmas Eve special, a broadcast by the 200-kilowatt Alexanderson alternator on VLF, 17.2 kilohertz, SAQ, Grimeton Radio in Sweden, December 24th at 0800 UT, although they're tuning up starting at 0730, according to a release from the station via Mike Terry. This time there will be no allied amateur radio activity, but they do welcome QSL reports for SAQ to info at alexander.n.se. I might include a bit more Ham DX news if they included specific frequencies, but they usually don't. Here's one which does, from the ARRL DX bulletin of December 13th, ZD9, Girard. That means Guff Island, which is part of Tristan da Cunha. Is that the way you pronounce it? G-O-U-G-H, or is it Go? Anyhow, ZS1KX is active as ZD9KX until October of 2013 on these frequencies, 14175, 18145, 18155, 21210, and may add 7078. Last week we had a report that the former BBC or Babcock transmission site in Rampisham, England was for sale. But in the meantime, it has already been sold, according to Dave Porter, G4OYX, in the shortwave sites group. He says it was sold by Babcock to a company who planned to install a solar farm on the site. There are a few of the ex-Rampisham staff still there during the transition period. They'll be moving out shortly to accommodation in the nearby town. What about the transmitters? Ian Baxter asks. They have all been scrapped. We had some pickings for spares for our senders at Wooferton. Some other bits have been sent abroad to other ex-BBC stations. And, he says, I guess the same fate as Rampisham will befall the BBC Eastern Mediterranean station in Cyprus when it shuts next April. A reminder to keep listening if you don't hear World of Radio at the scheduled time, especially on Area 51, 5110 COSB. Last week there was a special tribute to Ravi Shankar inserted at that time, but World of Radio started at 0255 UT Saturday. Also, we were pleased to note WWRB once again using both frequencies during World of Radio last week, UT Friday at 0430, 3195, and 5050, so always check them both. Via Greg Hardison, we're sad to hear of the death of Ray Bream from the Orange County Register, a pioneer in Los Angeles talk radio, overnights on KABC 790, died at the age of 82 on December 12th. He was at KABC from 1967 to 1994, following 7 years at KLAC 570. He was considered a conservative, but enjoyed meaningful debate with liberals. And we remember him because occasionally he had a program about shortwave listening. Ray Bream also loved big band music and interviewed hundreds of celebrities about the golden age of music, movies, and radio. More than 1,000 listeners were at his retirement party. NBCDX, Wolfgang Büchel in Germany reports, Yemen on 9780.086, an odd off-frequency. RTV Sana'a in Arabic, a little bit under-modulated, a poor carrier, and a tiny signal of S5 or 6 at 1418 UT, December 15th. Steve Handler in Illinois reports the clandestine for Zimbabwe, Radio Dialogue FM, formerly known as Zimbabwe Community Radio, 12105, December 16th at 1600 UT, and wonders how to QSL them. Replying in the ODXA group, Andy Sennett says, valid to the end of December at least, is the frequency manager's email address at the Madagascar site, tovo@rnw.mg. Edward Kusilik in Alberta has also heard Radio Dialogue at 16 to 17 UT, but says the signal is interfered with by WTWW Arabic to the Middle East, also on 12105. My copy of the Essential Annual Reference Book, the 672-page World Radio TV Handbook, 2013, arrived December 7th. For quickest results, I suggest you order direct from the publisher. All the details at their website, www.wrth.com. Especially on Christmas and New Year's Eve from Latin America, be on the lookout for reactivated stations with special broadcasts on the tropical bands. The propagation outlook from F.K. Yanda in Prague, geomagnetic field, will be active to disturbed December 21st and January 13th, quiet to active on December 20th, 29th, and January 6th, quiet to unsettled on December 18th, January 7th, 11th, and 12th, otherwise mostly quiet to quiet. Solar flux levels should range between 95 and 125 units in the next few weeks. With holiday greetings, Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio 1648, and inviting you back next week.